Back in studio with all the latest in tech, it's Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of Bandwidth, blog.co.za, right here on Smile FM. Tienus, welcome back. Lovely to have you.
Thank you.
Just a quick update with regards to streaming. We spoke about it a while ago, Netflix, that was about to introduce these new tiers to their packages. But there's a couple of updates around that. What's the latest?
That's right. So we expect these tiers to start coming out towards the end of this year. And effectively, it's obviously to try to make things much cheaper for the subscriber. But you'll be served ads here and there, obviously, to supplement that that lower price. It seems, though, that there's going to be some changes to your subscription. If you do opt for that option, you won't be able to download anything to your devices anymore. So usually you can, obviously, from within the app, you download to your local device. And if you're offline or on a flight or whatever, you can obviously watch it. Yeah. So this won't be enabled on the lowest tier, which is quite a bummer.
Okay. Yeah. You know, that's a big thing because, I mean, I use that quite a bit, especially when I travel, you know, to watch a couple of things and, you know, keep yourself entertained. With regards to the way that Netflix is currently, right? So I think a lot of people out there, you buy the subscription, you forget about it, and it runs month to month automatically, right? Up until you cancel it. Will there be like a notification or something when it comes out? Do we know how it's going to work? Or is your existing subscription just going to continue rolling on up until you find out what is happening with this lower tier?
Yeah, as soon as it launches locally, they will definitely pop your notification. It'll go to your Gmail, to your inbox as well, and with some notifications. But that's still a couple of months off. Mm. What we do know now, we spoke about this several months ago as well, Netflix Gaming. So they were buying up a bunch of gaming studios, indie gaming studios, and you could play games through with your Netflix subscription for free. And they want to obviously use this to make it more sticky, to make sure that their subscribers stay, because we've also talked about they're losing subscribers quite a bit. Yeah. And now we have news that not a lot of people are taking up this Netflix Gaming offer, which is quite concerning for them because they've spent a hell of a lot of money on it. And less than 1% of people are actually using Netflix Gaming.
Like, I would love to know, for those of you listening right now, how many of you actually use Netflix Gaming or even knew about Netflix Gaming? I don't think a lot of people know about this.
I don't think so. It wasn't advertised very well. It wasn't, I remember when it first launched, I had it on my app and there was this one little section, but it wasn't explained well. So essentially, for those that aren't in the know, once you, if you're in your app, you can go to gaming and it'll take you through to your preferred app store and you use your Netflix details, your account details to download that game for free. So there's a bunch of actually really good games there, mobile games that you can play for free if you've got a Netflix subscription. If you don't know how to use it, try to find games in your app and it'll take you through to your app store.
Interesting. Right. And just in general, with regards to streaming, I know that it became popular over the past couple of years, but what is the latest with regards to the comparison between streaming and conventional TV?
Yeah, it's interesting. That shift obviously started quite slowly with Netflix, but now we've got this proliferation of so many different options, right?
A lot.
And some of us subscribe to more than one or even all of them in some cases. And what's interesting is that for the first time in US history, streaming has overtaken traditional TV broadcasting and cable in terms of hours watched. So this is not going to stop here. Netflix obviously still being the biggest contributor. Then we've got Amazon Prime actually in second place, which is interesting. We've got Disney Plus, HBO Max, Hulu. There's a whole other litany of options, but now overtaken traditional TV for the first time.
Fascinating. Tienus, thank you very much. Appreciate it. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.